Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book Stink Eye, A Baby Blues Collection is a paperback comic strip collection by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott, published as part of the long-running Baby Blues series. The book gathers a full year of strips and commentary centered on the McPherson family, whose daily life with children Zoe, Hammy, and Wren provides the basis for the strip's humor. Like the rest of the series, it uses short-form sequential art to turn ordinary parenting frustrations, sibling antics, and household routines into compact comedic scenes. Its purpose is not to tell a single continuous story, but to preserve the rhythm of family life through recurring situations, expressive cartooning, and observational wit. As a result, the book functions both as entertainment and as a recognizable portrait of modern parenting, especially for readers familiar with the pressures and absurdities of raising children. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a scrapbook-style record of 1 year in the McPherson household, the structure of Stink Eye is central to how it works. Rather than building toward a plot, it collects a full year of Baby Blues comics and related commentary, which gives the book the feel of a family scrapbook. That format matters because it matches the subject matter. Parenting is presented as a sequence of recurring moments, interruptions, and small crises rather than a single dramatic arc. The collection approach also allows the strip to capture variety within repetition, moving from one domestic situation to another while keeping the same family dynamics in view. This is a practical strength of the book because it reflects how comic strips are typically read and remembered, in short bursts rather than long sessions. Readers do not need prior continuity to understand the material, yet the accumulation of familiar patterns gives the collection coherence. The result is a book that feels episodic but still unified by its emphasis on everyday family life. Secondly, parenting humor built from ordinary frustration rather than exaggeration. The book's humor depends on recognizable parenting experiences, not on fantasy or broad slapstick alone. Daryl and Wanda McPherson are portrayed as overwhelmed but persistent parents, and the comedy comes from the mismatch between adult expectations and the realities of managing children. Zoe, Hammy, and Wren are not presented as symbolic types. They are the source of very specific domestic disruptions that parents will recognize immediately. That makes the strip effective as observational humor, because it transforms common scenes such as discipline, noise, exhaustion, and the need for personal space into comic payoff. The value of this approach is that it invites readers to laugh at situations they may already know well, which creates both entertainment and identification. The book does not try to solve parenting problems. Instead, it frames them in a way that makes them feel less isolating. That emotional effect is part of the appeal. The humor reassures readers that family chaos is normal, and that it can be viewed with enough distance to be funny. Thirdly, the McPherson children as engines of household chaos. Much of the collection's energy comes from the children, whose behavior drives the action in each strip. Zoe, Hammy, and Wren are described as mischievous, and the book uses their different temperaments to generate conflict, comic escalation, and unexpected turns in ordinary routines. This matters because the strip is not simply about adults reacting to children. It is about a family system in which each child contributes a different kind of disruption. That layered dynamic keeps the material from collapsing into one-note misbehavior humor. The children are also important because they shift the emotional center of the strip away from idealized family images and toward the realism of constant adjustment. The adults must respond, improvise, and keep going, which makes the domestic setting feel active rather than static. In that sense, the children are not side characters in a parenting joke. They are the mechanism through which the comic demonstrates how family life is shaped by unpredictability, negotiation, and the persistence of routine under pressure. Fourthly, visual storytelling that turns small domestic details into comic timing. As a comic strip collection, Stink Eye relies on visual economy. The humor depends not just on dialogue, but on expressions, pauses, body language, and the arrangement of panels. That is especially important in a book about family life, where much of the meaning comes from reaction rather than event. A look, a slouch, a tired posture, or a child's exaggerated expression can carry as much comic weight as a full exchange of words. The book's fully illustrated format, including some color, supports that effect by emphasizing the readability of each strip as a self-contained unit. This visual clarity is one reason the collection works for a broad audience. Readers can quickly grasp the situation, the emotional tone, and the joke. It also shows why Baby Blues has remained durable as a syndicated strip. The art does not merely illustrate the writing. It sharpens the timing and makes the domestic comedy more immediate. In a collection like this, the visual design is part of the joke itself. Lastly, a stable place within a long-running comic strip tradition, Stink Eye is best understood as part of the larger Baby Blues series, which has run for decades and reached a very wide newspaper audience. That history shapes the book's identity. It is not a standalone experiment, but an installment in a sustained project devoted to family humor. The long-running nature of the series gives the collection credibility for readers who want consistency rather than novelty for its own sake. It also places the book in a specific tradition of newspaper comics that observe domestic life with warmth, irony, and restraint. Compared with broader family comedy books, Stink Eye is distinctive because it offers a polished, cumulative version of a syndicated strip that has already proven its appeal in daily publication. The creators, Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott, are experienced cartoonists with a recognizable style, and that consistency is part of the book's value. Readers know what kind of humor they are getting grounded, familiar and built around the everyday pressures of parenting. In conclusion, Stink Eye: A Baby Blues Collection will appeal most to parents, comic strip readers, and anyone interested in family-centered observational humor. Its main value lies in how accurately it captures the emotional texture of raising children, the interruptions, the exhaustion, the negotiation, and the moments when ordinary life becomes unintentionally funny. Readers looking for a narrative-driven graphic work will find something different here, because the book is built from short, self-contained strips rather than a single plot. That is also part of what makes it effective. It rewards brief reading, but it also accumulates meaning through repetition, showing how small domestic incidents define the rhythm of family life. Compared with many humor collections, it stands out for its consistency, its long-running publication history, and its balance of warmth and irritation. It does not mock family life from a distance. It observes it from inside the daily routine. For readers who appreciate comics that are specific, readable, and grounded in recognizable experience, this collection offers a dependable and well-established example of the genre. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.